Adar is the holiday that we increase our joy. We should always be happy, but Adar is the holiday that we increase our joy. And Adar is a very unique month, as we know. The Sfarim HaGadoshim write that it is the month of Tefillah, special Tefillah that a person could have, remembering, of course, the time that we won. And despite the difficulties of Hester Panim, despite this being potentially the month that represents Hester Panim, it's this great mazel for Yisrael. And when Haman, Yimach Shemo, made that great mistake of picking Adar as the day that he thought he would laharogu la'abed, Yehudim tafen ashen b'yom echad, he didn't recognize it was a very special month of mazel. And we should recognize that. And I was also wondering, maybe this is my own chiddush, so please don't take too much heed in it, that we know that the month of Iyar is called Ani Hashem Rofecha, because it has the Aleph, the Yud Yud, and the Resh. It's a special month. I learned that from Rav Nevensal. My year in Israel, my grandmother was sick, and he said to me, you know, you should continue davening. This is a very special month, Ani Hashem Rofecha. And then I saw written that the month of Adar is also called Ani Hashem Rofecha, but the Ani is the Aleph, and what's the Dalet? The Dalet is also a shame of Hashem, right? Sometimes people write, Basatha Dishmaya, right? With a Dalet is also a shame of Hashem, right? So what's the difference between the two? So the Dalet is not so obvious. The Yud and the Yud is the shame Hashem, and the Dalet is a kinoy that we use, like saying the word Hashem is not Hashem, it's the name. So maybe that's it. This is the time of Hester Panim, and that's the ultimate. That's the time that we're in now. And hopefully today's message will bring out the time of Hester Panim that we're in, what we are supposed to be doing in our time to bring out who we are and what we are as the Jewish people. So we introduce ourselves in Parshas Truma, of course, with the famous line, Ve'chuli Truma, that we're taking it really for ourselves. And then the famous line, V'yasuli Mikdos V'shachanti B'soichem. There's something unique and special about the Mishkan, which will later, of course, as the Mefarshim tell us, will later become the Mikdash, because it says V'yasuli Mikdash. Why doesn't it say V'yasuli, I think it's the Orachaim who comments, V'yasuli Mishkan, it should say, because Hashem knew that the ultimate would be the Mikdash. But then we also know that this Pasuk is often used as what? As the current Batei Mikdashos, the Batei Midrashos that we have, Mikdash Mat. Right, there's a shiloh, whether it's an Issa Dorais or Darabana. I was learning with my son last night a shiloh about a very, very interesting, fun shiloh about a beautiful Aron Kodesh that was built. And the doors themselves cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And when the artist put it in, the whole shul couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And it was one of those beautiful ones where the paruchas was inclusive on these beautiful new doors that they had. Except for one small problem, they weren't able to pay. So Rav Zilberstein and Cheshuke Chemed was asked this question: What do you do? What can the guy that built it? He's not getting the money. So he took matters into his own hands. And one night he broke into the shul, and he took the doors off. And they came in the morning, a Monday morning. They were shocked because it wasn't only that the doors were gone; the Torahs were exposed to the world because the paruchas was part of the. So the Shiloh was, maybe that wasn't the most appropriate thing. And he goes into the Machlokes, whether it's an Issa Dorais or Issa Rabbanan, he quotes a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Chelek Bed of the Mishnah Berurah, he says about whether or not there are different nafkaminas lahalacha, whether you would say violating, taking something from the Mikdash. It says that you're not allowed, even allowed to use a stone from an old shul for something that's not Kodosh. So he brings this shiloh about whether it be. So we know that we have this conduit, this connection. What is the connection? And here it's beautiful. If you look at the introduction to the Ramban, to Sefer Shmos, he says something very, very interesting, and I think that it will help us in understanding this week's parshan, and we'll certainly see something else on it as well. He says like this. He say, V'hine ha'golos. Obviously, he gives this whole introduction to Sefer Shmos itself. Sefer Yetzirah was Bereishis. And now we have, after Sefer Yetzirah, once we know who we are, we have the Golos of Mitzrayim. And we get out of Mitzrayim. And then he says, what happened? V'hineha Golos Einon Nishlam. The exile did not end. Ad Yom Shavo'am El Mokomam V'al Mulotam Avosam Yashu. Until the day the people returned to their place and their stature of their forefathers. So this seemingly is talking about Eretz Yisrael. We know the Ramban, you know, the biggest Zionist ever. He loved everything about Israel. But then he says, "Kishayotzu mi Mitzrayim," when they came out of Mitzrayim, "Afal pi sheyotzu mi beis avadim," even though they left from the place of being slaves, "Adayin yichshavu golim," even though they left the house of bondage, they were still considered to be exiles. Why were they exiled? Why were they in Gullus? Ki hayu ba'aretz lo lahem. Nuchi b'midbar. They're in the Midbar. They're wandering Jews. So what? As Avram Avinu says, that's what he's quoting. The pasuk in Bereishis, in Yudalid, in Tesvav, it says that kol yezeracha, you're going to be wanderers in the land. Says the Ramban, Ukishabo el Har Sinai, not when they got to Eretz Yisrael, but when they got the Har Sinai experience, the Asu Hamishkan, and they made the Mishkan in our parsha, the Shava Kadosh Baruch Hu, God returned to them, the Hashra Shchinato b'nehem. God returned His presence to them. They were no longer in Golos anymore. Al Shavu al Ma'alois Avoisam. They were already started the level of their forefathers. So this has nothing to do right now with Eretz Yisrael, he says. Shayusod eloka alai alehem. He quotes a pasuk from Eov that says, the counsel of Hashem was in their tents. The presence of Hashem became part of them. Right? Veheim heim hamerkava. And this is like the Maisei Merkava, he says. This was the base, the Ramban writes in Bereishis. The base was Hashem's manifestation on this world. The connection between Shamayim va'aretz, if you will. The Az Nichshavim Goelim, when the people were considered to be redeemed from their exile. And that's why the Sefer ends, right? Sefer Shemais ends, again, speaking about the conclusion of the Mishkan. Because Kavod Hashem Aleosam Tamid. That the Kavod of Hashem, that Hashem's presence was with them at all times. Because that is the ikur of who we are as Jewish people. That's the Ramban. And I think this makes sense because the message that I'm trying to get at is that we have a concept of Shamayim Va'aretz. We think we have this concept of Hashem Ha'aretz Umloi on one hand, but Hashamayim Shamayim Lasem, we will be saying tomorrow morning in what I hope to be for you guys, a very long Hallel, my bracha to you. Right? You have a beautiful halal. And we're going to say, Hashamayim, Shamayim, La Hashem. The Eretz is over the Adam. Separate. Not equal. And I want to disprove that theory. Disprove that theory. The Ramban is saying that there is a connection. Hashem made the Mikdash to create a base for what we are. That I can bring Shamayim to the Eretz. And that's what Rav Pinchas says in his beautiful Sefer Tiferes Shimshon. He says, the Beis HaMikdash, obviously the Mishkan, Haya Gesher Sulam, Shid Kasher Bein HaShamayim, Shamayim LaHashem, the Aretz HaSan L'Vnei Adam. That was the connection between the two. It was the connection between the two. What we say tomorrow in Hallel. Bein HaOilam HaKadusha, Sheshimi LaOilam HaChilong Shalanu, to create God's presence in this world, Haya Zeh Makam Mufla Admoy. It's amazing. Because he writes, and this is beautiful, on one hand, you see, mitzad echad, if you were a foreigner, you don't know anything about the laws of Mikdash, and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, yachal lichshav shenimsa ba'olam shekulo chol. This looks like the greatest, excuse me for saying this, the greatest Papagayo's meal I've ever seen in my life. Because what are you witnessing when you go into the Beis HaMikdash? You bring in the Chinese tourists, unfortunately, or can't come to Israel now, the South Korean tourists can't come to Israel now, but they are a big tourist, right? Israel's unfortunately suffering greatly from the coronavirus. The Rabbanu Shalom should send the refuah for this tremendous machla that had hit Eretz Israel now. And the Rabbanu Shalom, further, I should have started off with this, should protect all those people in the South and all over Eretz Israel, especially in the time of all these rockets that were last night. The Rabbanu Shalom should have the final response to the nation that wants to destroy us. Im hayum mitzalmim, if we were to look at Hanasim Beis HaMikdash, what would they see? Right, I put up a video on YouTube. I don't live in Israel. And there's a video of the Beis HaMikdash on YouTube. And I wonder, what is the Beis HaMikdash? I want to see what it is. I'm stuck with the coronavirus. I'm not allowed out of China. So I want to see, what is this Beis HaMikdash? Kohanim mistovavim, filled with dam. They're filled with blood. Zorki mesadam al gebei hazbech. Oichim kamut nechmada. A choshuvot shel basar besudazu. A papagayo shein kamoy, as I said. Right? And Rapinka said, I sometimes think about the Seder. What would somebody who's not so religious, I invite him to my Seder and they see I'm having so much to eat. Matzah after matzah. Kazayis of this, kazayis of that. Oh, let's try kazayis of that. Maybe we should have the Hillel sandwich now. And at the end, afikomen. Afikomen maybe zeichel l'chagig. Let's have another. He says, what's going on over here? It looks like chulin. It looks like Shamayim is not part of the Aretz. If you think about the Beis HaMikdash for a moment, you think it's all chulin. You think it's all chulin. Mitzad sheni, besoich Beis HaMikdash, atzmo haya, tufot shekol echad shera osam hevin shemikdash, anybody who understood, is not from this world. What do I mean it's not from this world? So we know already, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Yud, Asar Nisim Hayu Sham Be'ofen Tamid. In the Mikdash, there were 10 constant miracles. If you wanted to go to the Mikdash, all you needed to do, if you wanted to see God's presence, go to the Mikdash. As an example, the Kodesh Kadoshim Amar Aaron, the Amar Makom Aaron, Eino B'Midah. When we learn about the Aaron in our Parsha, it had no Midah. Right? The Psukim go on to say, Reichav Aaron Hayashtaim Be'Eshim Amar. It didn't make sense. The Aron didn't fit within this world as far as measurements. It didn't make sense if you knew the measurements of the Mikdash. Beis HaMikdash haya makom shelo menim olam pshuto. The Beis HaMikdash had no space in this world. So on one hand, we have 10 different miracles that happen that you can go and see. Go up to the Mikdash. You needed a little inspiration? Go up to the Mikdash and you saw Hashem there. So how is it that Sulam, as we said, why is it the latter? Because of this amazing, right? Hear what's happening. On one hand, it's Papagayos, right? I've said this many times. When the Beis HaMikdash and Mirtz Hashem is rebuilt before, it's going to be before Pesach and Mirtz Hashem. What do you think we're going to be eating on Pesach? Shawarma. Why? Because your pita is going to be your lafa, because we Ashkenazim, unfortunately, our tradition is that, you know, we can't have a soft matzah, but we should be able to. Because if you've ever seen the way lafa is made, it takes 2 seconds for it to be made. Okay? And what's it going to be? The Korban Pesach obviously is going to be Egel. You're going to have your Korban Pesach. It's going to be on a spit. They're going to cut it with all the shuman. Oh, it's going to be awesome. But and what's going to have to be in the middle? The maror is going to be what? Harif. It's going to be the greatest shawarma in the world. That's what you are? If I'm an onlooker, if I'm watching the YouTube video, because I'm stuck in China because I have, you know, coronavirus, right? And I can't come to, and I'm watching this video, what do I see? I see kulochol. You are such physical people. How does that combine with the 10 miracles that we saw? Right? We know the women go up to the Beis HaMikdash in Pirkei Avos. The women went up to the Beis HaMikdash, no matter what happened to them, they would never miscarry. Nobody ever said Sarli Hamakom. Nobody ever complained. But real Nisim and the flaws you're able to see, he says. So how can it be? Beis HaMikdash Hayamaksha Kulo Shamayim, Kulo Nes. On one hand, it was all Shamayim, Shamayim LaHashem. It was all miracles. It was the place of Malachim, Srafim V'Afanim, Lohai Sushum Shechina Toilas Lohai Lamo. There's no place where God's presence was more in this world. But in the same place where you saw the Kohanim, the Levium, it was a place that was also Gashmis oriented. The Chibur of the Beis HaMikdash. Understand that where did the Mishkans come from in our Parsha? So we believe that Ein Mukta Mukhir LaTorah. It was the answer to the Chet HaEgel. Because they were doing something so physical, God answered them and said, hey, I'm going to give you something spiritual from the physical. You want to worship these animals? Well, instead, I'm going to take these animals and you're going to bring them to Hashem. It's hard to believe almost. I'm sorry to say this, but it's hard to believe. And there's a machlekes, I know. Will we be bringing korbanos in the third Beis HaMikdash? Because it's so anti what we believe. You know, it's not PC. Nothing's PC anymore. You can't say anything anymore. So, And Rav Pinchas ends off and says, you know, the Kohen Gadol, it says that no person, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'oil moed, man was not allowed in oil moed. So it says, Amar Rav Avohu says, this is in Vayikra Rabba, the Kohen lo yiyeh adam, what about the Kohen? He was there. What does it mean, no man was allowed there? Ella, what does he say? Amar Rav Pinchas, b'shah shayah ruach ha-kodesh shara, when God's presence was there, on the Kohen, Alav, Hayupano Be'oiris, he was in Be'oiris Kilfadim. Hadahu Dichsiv, Ki Sifse Kohen Yishmo Das. He was like a Malach Tzvokos. If you guys remember, a few months ago, about six, singing Mori Kohen, screaming it. Emes Mah Nehedar Kohen Gadol. Go onto YouTube and search Rav Soloveitchik, you'll see this amazing video when he explains the fantasia when Rav Chaim would be reading the Avodas, the Beis HaMikdash, that took him back to this time where this human being became a malach. The people who had sinned would see the Kohen Gadol come out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. They were so happy. They would walk together with him back. They would be like, because they knew their Avodas were machaper, because they saw what he looked like. The aura on his panim. But I have a chiddush to tell you. That's us. The Kohen Gadol is not a unique person. I shared this morning in my lessons from the Leif, my mini one. I spoke about another Ramban. The Ramban also says on the Sixth Parasha. Why does it say by the Aron, the Asu, you shall make, usually says the Asisa in the singular. So the Ramban says, because you know why? It belongs to everyone, the Torah. We sometimes live in a generation, we were just talking about Rav Shachter, and we say, oh, that's a big gadol. That's somebody you speak to in the third person, because he's almost not human. Because he's so close. Why do you go to a bracha, to a Rebbe, to a bracha? Well, what's the whole point? You know what the point is to go to a Rebbe for a bracha? It's not because you think he has supernatural powers. That's totally incorrect. You should never think that. You don't go to Kavarim to daven to the tzaddik. Davening to Hashem, but that tzaddik is the Melech Yosha because he was closer to Hashem. Because he understood what it was to serve as a malach. He understood what it was to take the Shamayim and bring it to the Aretz. The Beis HaMikdash was just a symbol of that. Our shuls today are symbols of that. And that's why it's so important. I say this a million times until I'm blue in the face. You should recognize that the place that's called the Beis Medrash is not the same room as your bedroom. And therefore you shouldn't be watching videos there. And you shouldn't be doing inappropriate things in there. And there are halachas specifically in a base Knesset where we have to be exceedingly careful because it's a mikdash mat. And we need today even more than ever bringing the ruchnius into our lives. I saw yesterday a very interesting tshuva that was quoted. Very interesting in my humble opinion. It was a tshuva by a sefer called Vayivarech David. By Rav David Hafarnes. He's written many, many svarim. He's like modern day Rav. And he has beautiful svarim. I used to say for back in the day when I was giving shurim in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and Rabbi Neuberger Shul on Chinuch Yisrael. So he's asked a question. It's like the ultimate, if you will, Rav Mo question. Let me just give you the question because it's cool. Levatal mi Talmud Torah. This is in Simon Tes Zayin. I honestly don't know what Chelik is. Somebody took a picture for me. Levatal mi Limud HaTorah L'dvarim HaMorim L'Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Right? Is it tonight, I think? You guys are having a, no night seder tonight. You're having a Hizvadidus, or whatever it is. Is that Mutter L'Halacha? So, Rav Hafarnes, Gil's student, wanted to taina that he thought that this tshuva lacked any sources in it. And he didn't love the tshuva, because it normally gives amazing sources. He ends off by saying that he thinks it's a beautiful thing, especially on Shabbos. Shabbos is a very special day that we're supposed to bring the Ruchnius into our lives. And he quotes the Gemara, the Tosvos, in Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, Divrei Amasu Shuvu. I just went over it with your great Rav Shammai, Rav Warman, and he quotes the Yerushalmi about the Sudas Bris Mila, Shel Acher, Hazman, Ovid Acher, they were there, and Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua were sitting and learning Torah. And fire came and ignited something, the room, that. And so they said, oh, that's a raya. They were at the bris milah. Everybody was singing beautiful songs and so on and so forth. And they went to the side. You see this. You've been to this, right? You've been to a simcha, and you see those really from people that are sitting and learning. They're doing dafiomi while everybody's talking at them. This is not the same. Here they were singing, right? So, excuse me for saying, I was at my son's, you know, Yeruchim thing this weekend. And they had, you think our davening is long? 2 hours and 15 minutes of Kabbalah Shabbos. So I get a lot of learning done. I finished the whole Rav Bitterman thing. So the question is, will Rav Bitterman slap me in the face and say, what are you doing? You're learning my Torah? I'm telling you to have Ruchnius. This is Ruchnius. Idiot, have the connection. So it seems that Tosfos ends, that Tosfos says, no, they were special and unique. If Torah Munasa, it's totally different. If you're a Rebel, I just saw a video on Rebel Yashav last night, remarkable about how amazing he was. And they actually have an interview with his, the Leshem, which was his, I believe, grandfather. So they bring somebody else's, a guy who's Chodesh Chinoni from Tel Aviv, who says, this is my, you know, my great uncle was Rebel Yashav, the Leshem, and they're all related, and they see they have like a family gathering, and all the sons and grandsons are so beautifully nice to this Chiloni from Tel Aviv. We have the same, we're related. But they have the Ruchnius. And if you're Kulo Torah, maybe there's a different halacha. But he says that he thinks, if you will, for halacha, it would be totally mutter. It's a way to get rid of our Yetzihara in our time, he writes. And he thinks that this is a very good thing for a person to do this. I don't have time, unfortunately, to go into the whole Teruah. But Shiras v'Shishbacha, he says, Soirus, Tevekus B'Hashem, that's what Shabbos is all about. And it saves us, especially in the generation that we live in. You would think that it's something that's beautiful. And he quotes a number of other tshuvas who agree with him. And that's why the Sheol Tshuvas Mishnah Sochir talks about the Hasidish tishes that they have for hours and hours. Habez man, they're taking away time from Limud HaTorah. She'adeze yasig orchos chayim. Be'emuna, they're going to have emuna b'Hashem. It's needed today. V'chulu, and he does quote a few sources. I'm not sure why Rabbi Student was against it. But anyway, nonetheless, the point of points. And I'll conclude. Chodesh Adar is upon us, the time of Simcha. It's for us to take upon ourselves that even despite the time of Hester Panim, where it seemed the Megillah has no word of Hashem, but HaMelech is Hashem. Maybe my Chiddush, Ani Hashem Refecha, with the Dalet. Because you don't always understand. We have to bring more and more Ruchnius into our lives. It doesn't necessarily mean, we continue davening for Klal Yisrael. There just was another rocket in the south of Israel. So continue davening. But it doesn't mean that we should have Yush give up. Adar is all about not giving up. We're 1 month away from Nisan, from the Gula. The people of the Mishkan had done a terrible sin. And they got the Mishkan, they got the ultimate form. The Ramban says that was the connection, that was it. That's when they actually felt like they were in Gula. And even in the time of Hester Sfarim, things seem, you bring more Ruchnius into your life. And therefore, I conclude by saying, surprisingly, I think I'm a fan of this. Sometimes you have to have a Zvados, and sometimes you have to be, quote unquote, be Mevatel Torah for it. Because we need the Ruchnius in our lives, we should be able to do both. Rabbi Agno pointed out once, our Rosh Koilo, in Shul, he said, you know, all of a sudden everybody's so firm when it comes to Shabbos. Everybody brings all their Svarim to Shul. They got all their Svarim so they can learn it during Chazaras HaShabbos. When they come home, they have 8 hours at home before they go to sleep on Friday night. Nobody's opening up a Sefer. We have to be careful where our Ruchnius is and where we bring it into. But really, we should understand that we should, Mirtz Hashem, have the conduit of both. You should recognize that you're living in the land of Ruchnius. I was zeichet to see that this Shabbos. One thing I said to my wife, how amazing the people who were there on Shabbos, these were Amcho Yisrael, supposed to be really what I represent. They were so Ruchnius oriented. There was no Gashmius in them. You know, I was a little, I'm being honest, I was a little embarrassed that I was wearing cufflinks and a gold watch and a suit. I'm saying, the Eretz Yisrael is the Oilam Shel Ruchnius. We should be zeichet to combine the two, Mirtz Hashem, and zeichet to see a time where we really will have that conduit with the third Beis HaMikdash, with that connection, the Sulam of Shamayim Va'aretz.